It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The newly packed by Trump, right-wing dominated Supreme Court struck overnight when it did nothing. It simply stood back and allowed the most restrictive abortion law in the country to go into effect in Texas at midnight on September 1st. The new law criminalizes abortion at 6 weeks or whenever a fetal heartbeat is heard. That's before most women even realize they are pregnant. But wait, there's more. This law even deputizes citizens to enforce the ban by offering a $10,000 bounty to anyone who successfully sues someone aiding or abetting anyone seeking an abortion in Texas, even down to an Uber driver. They even have a website to, quote, help enforce the Texas Heartbeat Act, where you can turn someone in who's trying to get an abortion. The website is prolifewhistleblower.com. I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. Abortion providers in Texas had asked the justices and a federal appeals court to block the law. Court precedents have established the right to abortion until fetal viability at around 22 to 24 weeks. Texas abortion providers had argued that unless the courts prevented the law from taking effect, it would, quote, immediately and catastrophically reduce abortion access in Texas, eventually forcing many clinics to shut down. And that's not the only bad news out of Texas today. The Republican-controlled state legislature on Tuesday did what they've been trying to do. They passed some of the most restrictive voter suppression laws in the nation. This was delayed for about 6 weeks by a Democratic walkout. Remember, the House Democrats left the state to deny the Republicans a quorum so they couldn't pass this thing. The state overhaul of election rules were part of a push by Republican-dominated legislatures around the country in response to false claims that the ballot fraud cost the former guy the 2020 election. Texas Governor Greg Abbott quickly signed the bill into law. This legislation could have a particularly strong impact in heavily Democratic Harris County. That's the nation's third most populous county. It includes Houston. The law bans drive-through polling places. It bans 24-hour voting and other practices used last year to help people vote during the pandemic. It also forbids election officials from sending out unsolicited absentee ballot applications. Amazing. So, as you know by now, President Joe Biden defended his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by August 31st in a speech delivered from the White House on Tuesday, saying that doing so saved lives and ended America's longest war. Quote, leaving on August 31st is not due to an arbitrary deadline. It was designed to save American lives. The war's end came days after a terrorist attack near the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members and about 180 Afghans trying to leave the country. President Biden called the airlift of more than 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies out of the country a, quote, extraordinary success. He also defended his decision to stick to the deadline for withdrawing all U.S. troops to end the longest war in American history, saying, quote, I wasn't going to extend this forever war, and I was not going to extend a forever exit. Biden said it was inevitable that it would be difficult to leave Afghanistan after 20 years. So the Biden administration has faced harsh criticism for the chaotic evacuation following the Taliban's takeover of the country, and Congress is expected to hold hearings on what went wrong, as they should. After all, that's their job. But allow me a brief editorial note here. I've noticed a disturbing trend over the last couple of weeks with journalists editorializing instead of delivering actual news. In many cases, they seem to be trying to prove that they can be critical of officials on both sides of the political aisle. But the mainstream corporate media has been reluctant to cover the parts of the story that shed positive light on the end of the war, and I'll continue to call them out for it. Thankfully, some new details are now emerging about the evacuations, like this one, surprisingly reported by CNN. The U.S. negotiated a secret deal with the Taliban under which they agreed to escort Americans to the gates of the Kabul airport so they could leave the country. U.S. Special Operations Forces established a secret gate at the airport and call centers to help the Americans navigate the evacuation arrangement. The Americans reportedly were instructed to gather at prearranged points near the airport where the Taliban would verify their credentials and take them to this U.S.-controlled gate. The process helped the Americans get through despite crowds of Afghans trying to get into the airport to escape the Taliban. But it's interesting how stories like that are getting very little play. Just pointing out the obvious. And in the spirit of anything is possible, none other than Ann Coulter took to Twitter on Tuesday to actually praise President Biden, quote, for keeping a promise Trump made but then abandoned when he got into office. Ooh. And then she went further, tweeting, quote, Trump repeatedly demanded that we bring our soldiers home, but only President Biden had the balls to do it. And then she screenshotted, quote, a few of Trump's wuss, BS, I mean, masterful tweets, all of which demanded that we bring our troops home immediately. On Capitol Hill, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy seems to be in a panic. On Tuesday, he actually threatened telecom companies to not comply with the January 6th committee request for phone records, claiming it would violate federal law and saying, quote, a Republican majority will not forget. Is that like saying, nice house you got there? It'd be a shame if something happened to it. The House Select Committee on January 6th requested the phone records of a few members of Congress, in addition to the former guy himself and much of his inner circle at the White House. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox Tuesday night to ramp up the threats.
These telecommunications companies, if they go along with this, they will be shut down. And that's a promise.
Oh, I just can't with these people anymore. By the way, those phone records don't include the content of any calls or texts, just the metadata on who called or texted whom and when. All right, so war, pandemic, now on to climate change. Hundreds of thousands of people in Louisiana are dealing with the possibility of weeks without power in the humid summer heat after Hurricane Ida slammed the state's grid on Sunday with 150-mile-per-hour winds. The governor, John Bel Edwards, said, we have a lot of work ahead of us, and no one is under the illusion that this is going to be a short process. He said that anyone heading home should wait, as power is still out to more than a million people, and the death toll continues to rise. And then, going a little further west, Lake Tahoe is in the fire zone today, while California and much of the West continues to burn. And finally, guess who's visiting President Biden at the White House today? Volodymyr Zelensky. Remember that name? Yep, that's the president of Ukraine, the guy who the former guy tried to coerce into lying about an investigation into Joe Biden and his son that led to the former guy's first impeachment. What Zelensky wanted was a meeting with the president. Well, it's coming today at the White House with President Biden. Elections have consequences. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Check out NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.